Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Tamar Jacoby is our guest, folks. Tamar is the president of Immigration Works, the editor of Reinventing the Melting Pot. She is our immigration expert in our brain trust. Tamar, thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about this nightmare, folks, that's happening on the border of Mexico and the United States. Tamar, this is on top of the regular immigration challenges we have. All these thousands and tens of thousands of young people, I call them babies, which they basically are. They're defenseless children who can't do anything, but they need somebody to take care of them. We got this horrible situation down there that's on top of the regular problem that we've been arguing about for how many decades that America has, what to do about all this. And so this is why everybody else should care about this, besides the fact that this is not what America, how Americans want young people to be treated. In order to resolve this, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's our money that we don't have, and it's more money we're having to borrow. So could this have been prevented?
Well, it's hard. I mean, the policies that we've been pursuing, the fact that people haven't been getting processed quickly enough, some people say the president's policy of giving deferred deportation to young people who've been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. His version of the Dream Act, right?
Yeah, his version of the Dream Act. But that fed his unilateral version of the Dream Act. But that fed into the rumors. And then once they started coming, once this current wave, it's kind of a perfect storm of viral rumors. You know how rumors get started and they're false, but then they just get to the point where kind of everyone believes them.
Yep.
And once these young people started showing up, and we didn't have the facilities to deal with them. So lots of them started arriving.
So then the traffickers could go down to Central America.
Let me explain how it works here. They would come to the Border Patrol and they would say, I'm here, let me in. And the Border Patrol would take them and process them, take down their names, do their fingerprints and all that stuff, and tell them we're going to deport you. But because we didn't have beds, we said, okay, we're going to deport you, but we can't process you right now, so come back in 3 months and we'll have a hearing. Or here's a piece of paper and we'll eventually find you and have a hearing. And to the gospel in Central America, that looked like it was like the rumors were true, like you could get here and stay. Like they gave them a piece of paper and said, bye, you know, keep going to Boston or wherever you're going. So what we did fueled these rumors. These rumors were kind of already going. It's hard to trace back where these rumors started. But the point is what we did then kind of encouraged them. And so the rumors started going wild that you get to America and you can stay. And tens of thousands of kids got up and made the trip. And
but is this something we allowed to happen, or is this something that happened so quickly we just got surprised?
How do you tell the difference between those two things?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think anybody was doing this deliberately. Nobody thought I'm going
to. What is the political calculus for this to be? I mean, how could I'm trying to understand how this could be something that President Obama would think would be a good political calculus.
No. He's trapped now. I think this happened to him by accident.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that I think he did. I'm just saying I'm having trouble seeing that, is what I'm getting at. It makes no sense.
This doesn't do him any good. He's now trapped between the most of the American public who think it's tragic, but also think you can't just have 50,000 people, children, show up on your border and let them in just because they showed up.
But if it's not political calculus, does that mean that it's ineptitude?
I think it's ineptitude. And doing things, the place where it goes a little beyond ineptitude is the principle about how we handle the people who come was always a little bit, you know, erring too much on the side. I mean, there never should have been people who got these the paper that said, you know, come back in 3 months and then we're going to have a private
right.
trial and then
well,
we're going to deport you.
Let me throw something out here, Tamar. There is something called problem-solving skills. There's a real... I'm not being facetious, folks. I'm not being pejorative.
Yeah.
I'm not being sarcastic. There's a real thing that people acquire, called problem-solving skills. And if you have problem-solving skills, if you've done this before, whatever you're faced with, you apply those skills, that experience, to any kind of a problem that you might see in front of you. It's what small business owners, Tamar, as you know, it's what small business owners do 29 times a day.
Right.
Or maybe an hour.
So,
but my point is, this administration, more specifically, President Obama, seems to have zero problem-solving skills. And I don't say that in with sarcasm or from a political standpoint. It's just my evaluation, my appraisal of him. Tell me about it. Am I wrong?
No, I you're right. And the problem with this one that makes it a little worse, well, this is typical, right? He's caught between his base, which says, just let these kids in, you know, humanitarian reasons, let them in, what's the harm? And the American public that says, no, we have to have control of our borders. We have some compassion for these kids, but you can't just let anyone who shows up in. And the president can't triangulate between those two sides.
And
he never can do that. He's always caught.
It seems to me, Tamar, that his overall loose attitude about our borders, which I think he does have a laissez-faire attitude about securing our borders, that has contributed to this problem with the children, which has created a problem for him.
Yeah, I would say it's mixed signals on borders is what I would say.
Yeah. Tintil, Tamar's going to tell us how to fix this after we get back. Tintil, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.